USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Epstein was formally charged today by New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman for both conspiracy and sex trafficking charges of underage girls. Assistant FBI Director in charge of the New York office, William Sweeney, also has a message for everyone.
If you have been victimized in any way, or if you are somebody who has any additional information about his alleged illegal behavior, we want to hear from you. Whatever age you are now, whatever age you were then, no matter where or when the incident or incidents took place.
Aftershocks continue to rattle people's nerves and buildings near Ridgecrest in Southern California. Since Sunday night, at least 12 aftershocks of 3.0 or higher have shaken the desert community. California Governor Gavin Newsom also said the damage from those quakes is up around $100 million. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Monday, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson spoke about the help the community has provided the Chicago Police over the 4th of July weekend and the need for it going forward.
We don't like seeing this gun violence in our city, but we can't do it alone. We just can't. You know, and that's why I like to commend our community partners who helped us.
This 4th of July weekend, there were 6 deaths, which is fewer than in recent years when the holiday weekend took place over 4 days. The Big Apple set to honor the U.S. women's soccer team. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City holding a ticker tape parade for the United States women's soccer team after their 2-0 World Cup victory over the Netherlands yesterday. It's their second World Cup win in a row and their 4th overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes on Wednesday morning.
The women also won the World Cup back in 2016 as well. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is forming a bipartisan commission on international human rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs who will provide me with advice on human rights.
Speaking at the State Department on Monday, Pompeo says the bipartisan panel will review America's human rights role in foreign policy. Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief Roy Villarreal is defending his agency's performance as they try to manage the influx of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
We do our best, but we've simply been overwhelmed. And to assert that there are concentration camps along the southwest border is absolutely absurd.
Villarreal was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Democratic lawmakers in Congress have accused DHS and Customs and Border Protection of holding illegal border crossers in unsanitary and inhumane conditions. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that makes New Jersey 9/11 first responders eligible for accidental disability pension.
Our message today is crystal clear. We remember, we honor, we act.
The governor reminds us,
we now know that the air at Ground Zero posed just as much a risk as the tangled remains of 2 once proud buildings. The 9/11 attacks have taken their toll on the health of too many of these heroes.
The bill is to be named after Clifton, New Jersey firefighter Bill Reese, who helped at Ground Zero following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.